Hey guys, Tom here. Last week I was lucky enough to get the chance to talk to Gab from the Sydney band Ghostwood on the phone. He talked to us a little bit about what's going on for the rest of the year, so enjoy.
Tom here from We Talk To You Die, and today I have the pleasure of talking to Gab from the Sydney band Ghostwood. How are you going?
Hey man, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. So tell me your role within Ghostwood.
Well, I play guitar and sing in the band, and normally write songs as well.
Nice. So you guys have been around for quite a while, but as a Melbourneer, and I'm sure there's other Melbourneers out there that don't really know about you guys, can you give us a little history into the band?
Well, we started playing when we were in high school, and we sort of played for a bit in high school, and then we released an EP, and then we went over to the UK and toured the UK for a bit, and then came back here.
Cool. Yeah.
I guess that's kind of it.
So your first EP that you released was through Modular back in like 2007. So what was it like being on the same roster as such bands as Klaxons and like for such a young band at the time?
It was amazing. You know, we were very sort of into the whole like dance, sort of indie dance thing, which was sort of really blowing up there. And I think a lot of that was even actually centralised around sort of Modular as well. They kind of really built that up, you know, with like Neon Pony Club and the Klaxons and, you know, even the presets and stuff. And so they were great, you know, they were cool bands, they were great mentors, and we had lots of fun. But I think we sort of stylistically started moving towards a different direction that was less sort of party orientated and sort of maybe a bit more introspective.
Yeah, sweet.
And that's where we sort of decided to part our ways.
After you released that, it kind of felt like you fell off the map, well, at least here in Melbourne. Was that because you guys went overseas, or was there any specific reason why you were away for so long?
I don't know, that's a weird sort of question. I'm not really too concerned by our perception of what other people think anyway. Whether we're on the map or off it. But, yeah, I don't know. I can understand why some people might think that. But we also kind of were 16 when we released our EP, and I didn't want to release an album when I was 17 because I knew I'd hate it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because, you know, just didn't want to do that. We wanted to grow up. We had to finish high school as well. I didn't want to be a high school dropout. But there were a lot of things that had to be done. To be honest, you know, it happened too quickly.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
And we went over to the UK, and that was amazing, and that was really fun, and we toured over there, and it was really cool. But we've also been, you know, working on an album for a very long period of time.
Okay, so when you were in the UK, what sort of things were you doing apart from just touring? Were you writing, or were you just enjoying the fact that you were out of the country?
As a songwriter and as an artist, you don't actually stop. I don't think it really matters where you are, and that's not really why we went there. We just went because we'd always wanted to go there, and a lot of bands that we sort of admired, sort of London and England in particular, has a pretty good roster for music over the last 50 years, so this is a place we wanted to check out. But yeah, I mean, we were playing quite a lot. We were sort of writing quite a lot, doing that sort of thing, and recording as well.
You guys released Sunset Mirage, and it definitely felt like there was a distinct change in direction. What sort of direction were you trying to go down now, these days?
I'm not really trying to go down any direction. I think I've just kind of grown up. I think we all kind of have. I think, yeah, Sunset Mirage, it just sounds like songs that I'd write and that the band would write and play. You know, I do write, I would say, a bulk of the songs, but then it is left to the rest of the musicians in my band to sort of pick up and do what they want with it as well.
And you've also released a couple of other songs through the net, Cutlass, in the latest one, I Am Overcast. How do you feel they've been received?
I don't know. I think they're going well. I don't know. I think people are liking them. I'm not really sure. And this is sort of, you know, releasing these songs has been great and everything, but it's an interim thing before our album, which we sort of are more focused on.
Okay.
I'm glad that people, you know, it's always nice when people like your music.
Are these tracks looking to be on the album that you make?
Yeah, I think they probably will. I'm not sure yet. We've got quite a lot of songs. It has been, you know, 2 years, so 2 years of writing is a lot of writing.
Yeah.
You know, since we started working on this album, there's a lot there. And I think when we come down to it and actually narrow it down to one song, I don't know whether to put the same songs on the album or not yet.
And do you feel like after these tracks have been released that you're finally starting to make a decent impact within the Australian scene as a whole?
I mean, what's the definition of an indie band?
Yeah, true.
That's what we are, and we kind of, we've always been able to nurture a good sort of audience within our performances and all that sort of thing. But of course, you know, national airplay is going to sort of bring more people to your show. There's no doubt about that. And I'm really appreciative of that. You know, I really like Triple J have really sort of looked after us quite nicely.
Yeah.
With these new songs, so it's good.
You were saying that you write most of the songs, or so, at least some of them. What is the process behind creating the tracks for you guys?
Well, it sort of does change from song to song, but normally I sort of sit at home with my guitar and a piano. piano and sort of right away like anybody else, I guess. I don't think it's very different from anyone else. And then I sort of sometimes have ideas for the drums or the second guitar and sort of suggest it, and then bass as well. But then it's left to the performance and creativity of the other guys, sort of musicianship, to sort of really take it on their own. And we really nurture each part. You know, it's not ego driven. It's not like, oh, this is your riff and this is my bit. Yep. We actually kind of focus on each bit. We sort of write the drums collectively, and then we finesse the guitars, connect collectively, you know, and sort of polish them all as a band, which cool. I think is the most healthy way, because when you're a bit younger and you're in a younger band, it's like, you know, the lead guitarist is the lead guitarist and the drummer is the drummer. It's like you're playing together, but you're not playing as a band. Yeah, sorry, I'm a bit woozy. I actually just had a dentist appointment.
That's totally fine, man.
I'm on a bit of happy gas. I'm just really a bit woozy.
That's totally fine. And since you guys have managed to get over to the UK and you've toured across Australia, have you had any major highlights as a band thus far?
So many sort of cool stories. We rehearsed in a place in London which sort of a lot of great English indie bands are all sort of rehearsing there. And I remember meeting the Arctic Monkeys and sort of hanging out with all those guys. It was kind of cool. And meeting the Horrors. And I mean, the Horrors' new record I just love. I think it's just so good. I really like that direction. And I think that's exciting to me.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I like the sort of drama in it. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's lots of highlights, but I'm just as excited about meeting Nodule Band as I was when we played our first show to 30 people.
Yeah, you know yeah. I mean? Yeah, definitely.
And
yeah.
When I first learned how to play a bar chord when I was like 10, it was exciting, you know. So it's still relative.
So with the recording of the new album, is there any word on like any kind of release or anything like that, or is it still a long way off?
I reckon we'll get it done by the end of this year.
Oh, sweet.
It's actually quite close to being finished. But, I don't really want to say too much about it yet.
What can you expect from a live show with Ghostwood for people who haven't seen you guys before?
They asked us that on FBI, and I was like, I don't know. We're playing guitars, and we're just a band. Like, if you like our songs, then I'm sure you'll really enjoy it. Normally when we perform, we lean towards sort of more electronic discipline, and then it's probably a lot more raw when we play live. But I think that's kind of good, you know, it's a bit more exciting. We've never tried to make our live performance sound like our recording. You know, I like to think that they're two different things.
And what else is on for the rest of 2011 for you guys?
We're sort of keeping our heads down at the moment, just recording. We're playing a few occasional shows. We might come down to Melbourne again and play another few shows, which I really like, because I really like Melbourne. I mean, Melbourne's great. It's sort of, you know, it's an exciting sort of place. You guys have got a really nice sort of culture that sort of embraces bands, and Sydney's great as well, and, you know, the whole East Coast is really fun to always play. It's always been a real treat.
And finally, where can people find your music?
Well, we're going to put those new songs on iTunes, because people have been asking, sort of heckling us, like, I want to download it, but I think on our Bandcamp you can get Sunset Mirage and a few others.
Well, that's it. Thanks so much for the chat, Gavin. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Cheers, man. And I guess stay posted, and we'll put up updates when we sort of start putting out more tracks.
Massive shout out to the guys from Ghostwood. Thank you so much for the interview. If you did enjoy it, please come and check out the Facebook page and the SoundCloud, and there's also the iTunes podcast. You know, it's We Talk, You Die. You guys know how to use the internet. Find it yourselves and enjoy.